This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Canada thistle is one pain in the patootie. When I first moved to the home I'm in now, there was lots of it. At least it seemed that way as I worked to dig out the 5-foot-tall plants. They normally get to about 2.5 feet. These were overachievers. Contrary to its common name, Canada thistle did not come from Canada. In fact, it's a native of the Mediterranean region and Southeast Europe. It was likely introduced to North America in contaminated grain and hayseed during the 17th century colonization. Canada thistle has a lot of other names, including lettuce from hell thistle and cursed thistle. There are several problems to this plant. If you try to till it out of your soil, you'll only create more. As you break up the roots, they just keep on living and you've essentially divided it so there are more. If you compost it and there are roots or seed parts, well, now you've contaminated your compost. Those roots and seed parts won't die in your backyard compost unless it reaches over 150 degrees. One of the best organic strategies is to cut it back over and over, forcing the plants to deplete their supply of root buds. The foliage left over from your massacre is good for your compost, but let it bake in the sun on a paved surface for a few days. Burn the seed-bearing parts and any roots or dump them in the garbage. Once your thistle colony is weak from its beheadings and you've dug out all the roots you can find, plant a cover crop. Crimson clover, hairy vetch, and rye come to mind. It will take a couple of seasons to really get rid of the stuff, but in the meantime, you'll get great compost from your cover crops. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.